Paragraph Yud Zayin, V'chein ha'odom bi'atzmoi, and the same thing holds true regarding the person himself. Afilu kishezoiche leskarei velhoemes, aidei toikef emunose kanal, even when the person is zoiche to come close to the truth, to come close to the Torah, to Hashem, to the Tzaddik, through his very powerful faith, kanal, as we mentioned earlier, tzorich gam kein sheyeloi emuna bi'atzmoi. The person must believe in himself. He has to have some self-confidence. Sheze gam kein biklal emunas chachamim. This is also included in the category of believing in tzaddikim, believing in the rabbis. Even if you're not a rabbi, even if you don't have smicha. Kumei shekosuv b'hatoyra chodi Rabbi Shimon. As Rabbein Azal discusses this in chapter 61 in Likud Emran. Ki harbe misrachakim al yidei ribui hakushyos shekosholohem aleim biatzman. Because there are many people who end up moving away from Hashem and away from the Torah and away from religion because of the many questions that they have on themselves. Meaning, sheroyim, they see sheze kamo shechoitren leskarav Hashem Yisborach, that they've been working so long, they've been putting in so many efforts to try to come close to Hashem, ukvar sovlu yegiyas ktsas, and they've suffered already some struggle, major struggles, ubizyoinois rabois bishvil hoemes, and they've already gone through major degradation, major insults, because of their sincerity, because of their trying to search for the emes. Vafal pikein heim adayin heim rechoikim kamoishe rechoikim. And after all of that, the person says, I see I'm still so far from Hashem. I'm still so far from being really religious. So if that's the case, forget it. You know, I don't have a chance. This isn't for me. I don't have a chance. Maybe there's other people who are better than me. Who knows that? But the person chas v'shalom disqualifies himself, chas v'shalom. V'chol zeh maisa habaldovar. And this is all the work of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Shechoiter aleim, who digs, who works very hard to go after the people, lerachkom yoiser, to make them more distant from Hashem, to push them further away from Hashem than they are right now. Ukvar dibarnu boze harbe. Rav Nosson Zal says, we've already spoken about this a lot. Achadayin tzrichin lemoidoi. However, there's still a need to clarify. There's still a need to talk about this. Leida ulohidia, to inform people and to enlighten them. She'yefsher lehoodom bishum oifin boze hoilom she'yeda heichon huoiches. That it's impossible for a person while he's living in this world to be able to know exactly where he's holding. If Hashem loves him or Hashem doesn't love him, how well he's doing, where he's holding on the totem pole. Kamoi sheshamati bishmoizal. As I heard this told over in Rabbeinu Zal's name, that Rabbeinu Zal said this, that a person can't, he doesn't get the marks on the test yet. He's not told in advance whether he's in the black or the red, whether he's going to Gan Eden, where in Gan Eden he's going to be. He's not given that information while he's in this world. And this is one of the most important tests that a person has in this world. The fact that the person doesn't know, where am I? Hold on a second. I want to know, am I getting anywhere or not? Maybe all of this is for naught. Maybe, you know, all of this is a waste. Yeah, I have to see. I have to see where I'm holding. I have to see some progress. If I don't see any progress, how do you expect me to be able to continue? Maybe it's all fake, chas v'shalom. Maybe it's all phony. Ki im hoyoroye v'yoidea ma shezoiche gam ato al yidei tnua v'hatoko shemenatek atzmei meira letoi v'afilu tnua bi'alma. Because if a person were able to see and to know what he's accomplishing, you know, what he's getting, as even now, as a result of the tiniest little move, that he moves away from bad towards the direction of good, bevadai hayorotz bechol koychoi lavoides Hashem ulatayrosai, then the person would put on their sneakers And they'd be running full speed with every ounce of energy they have to do what Hashem wants, you know, to become a tzaddik gomor. And the person would become a complete tzaddik. Aval hoya mizbatel b'chirosoi. But then there'd be no choice anymore. There'd be no element of free choice. Ki ikar ha-bechira, because the main thing that makes it into a test, that gives the person choice, is ma she'enoi roya v'yodea, ma she'oise u'mesakein l'fi mekoimoi v'shaitoi. The fact that the person can't see and doesn't get to know how much he's accomplishing, how much he's achieving, based on where he's holding right now. When he puts on a talus in the morning, when he puts on tefillin in the morning, he doesn't see the deposit in his bank account. He can't see how much they're putting into his bank account, or if they're putting into his bank account. Alkein, tzrichin gam bozeh lehischazek be'emuna. Therefore, a person has to fortify himself with faith. He has to believe in himself. He has to believe that if I'm doing the right thing, if I'm really, really trying with full sincerity to do the right thing, leida ulahamin bedivrei rabbi seinuzal, to believe and to trust in the words of our rabbis, she'ein shum tenua toivo ne'evedes klal, that there's no move, there's no tiny move that a Jew makes in the right direction that gets lost, that's not seen by Hashem, that goes unnoticed or unrewarded. Kiles reusa tovo desavid, because the Zohar HaKadosh says there isn't even such a thing as a good ratzon, a person having a good desire that doesn't get written down in the book, that doesn't get acknowledged by Hashem, and Hashem rewards the person in a very, very big way for the fact that the person had a good thought. I wish I could do this. I want to do this mitzvah later in the day. Even if he doesn't get to do it, but he wanted to. That rutzlein, the Zohar HaKadosh says, gets documented. They have computers up there that can check your pulse, that can read your mind. And a good thought gets documented. It goes into the computer. It goes into the person's bank account. V'soif kol soif. Lo yishor mimenu rak ma shechotaf eize toiv b'chol yoyim v'yoyim imei chayev. And in the end, the only thing that's going to remain from the person is not the scrambled eggs that he had in the morning, it's not the steak, and it's not the applause where they applauded him because they think he did something very good. The only thing that's going to remain from the person is the good that the person was zeicher to grab every single day in his life. The mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, the Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, that the person was zeicher to do every day in his life. That's the only thing that's going to remain from the person. Ubevadai kol hamarbe hareza meshubach. And most definitely, the more a person does, the luckier he is, the more praiseworthy he is. Aval afal pikein otu mandelo yochel emevet koilo mitzvah, palga mitzvah nami loyleb. Rav Nosson Zal has a quote here, like from the Gemara, where the Gemara says, just because a person can't do the entire mitzvah, he shouldn't do part of it? V'chol ha-hisrachgus shel bnei odom. And the main thing that keeps many people far from Hashem is machmas rayonim u'machshovoi subilbulam keila, because of these kind of thoughts. I can never become a rabbi. So you can't become a rabbi. That means you can't learn a Mishnah. You can't learn Mishnayot. You can't do this. You can't do that. I can't give $1 million. You can't give $1 million. You can't give $5. You can't give $50. Just because you can't build the whole thing, so therefore you're out? Do what you can do. Hakol machmas bechino hanal. All because of what we're referring to here. Machmas sheroitze lohovin hoemes tekef umiyad. It's all because the person wants to see everything right away. He wants to understand how everything works right away. And that's a mistake. Aval hamamin, whereas a believer, a person who's a believer, lo yochish, will not get thrown off. Utzrichin lahamtin harbe harbe. Listen to these words. A person has to wait a lot. A lot. Rav Nosson Zal, it's hard. This wasn't a slip of the pen. He writes harbe harbe, ad sheyizke lahasig ulohovin amitas drochav yisporach, until the person will eventually be zeicher to get to understand more and more about Hashem and about how Hashem operates. Ki yishorim darchei Hashem. Because the path of Hashem is righteous. Hashem knows what he's doing. And everything Hashem does is 100% beseder. V'tzadikim yelchubam. Tzadikim will walk in the path of Hashem. U'poishim yikoshlubam. And people who are sinners, people who are spiteful, people who are disrespectful, they will stumble. Uchsiv, as the Pasuk says in the Haftorah that we read on a fast day, Ki loi machshevoisai machshevoisechem, v'loi darcheichem derochoi. Hashem says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my paths are not your paths. What do you think, idiot? You think you could understand everything about Hashem? What are you, nuts? Ki govu shamayim me'oretz. Because just like heaven is so far above earth, so too Hashem says, my thoughts, my method of operation is also way, way, way above your understanding. Ki ikar hizgalus so'emes hu basoif. Because the main revelation of the truth is at the end, will be at the end. At the end could mean when Mashiach comes. At the end could mean at the end of a long waiting period. At the end of a person struggling very, very hard for days, for months, for years sometimes. But if the person plays their cards the right way, if a person does the right thing, in the end they will see. They will see, they will understand. Paragraph Yudches, Vezehu, this is what Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabchuhu kol ha'umim. Ki afilu ha'goyim v'chol ha'umois, roi lahem lahoydai spayis baruch, ulahaloloi l'shabchai. He's saying here that even the goyim, even the other nations, even they should really be praising Hashem in a very big way. Vim taimru, and if you're going to say, mehechon novo yel ho'emes, how do we get to this level of truth to come close to Hashem, to praise Him? Since you're telling me I can't understand the ways of Hashem, and we have all kinds of questions about Hashem and about religion and about tzaddikim and about the Torah. Alze meishiv David. That's why Dovid HaMelech responds and says, Ki chazdoi govar aleinu, because of Hashem's kindness, because all of the kindness that He's already done for us, that's enough of a justification for us to praise Him and to be loyal to Him and everything. Ki kvar govar aleinu chazdoi kol kach, because Hashem's kindness has already been so powerful to us, whereby we've witnessed miracles, incredible miracles like we've seen, and we've seen revelations of Torah through all the tzaddikim that were in all the generations, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, and the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Arizal, all the great tzaddikim, ad heino, until today. Based on all of that, based on Chazdoi Govar Aleinu, all the kindness that Hashem has done for us till today, that's enough of a reason for a person to look at the truth, Ulahavin, and to realize Ki Tzadik Hashem, that Hashem is righteous, Hashem knows what He's doing, Hashem is 100% Beseder. Rak sheyef shelohavim kol drochav basechel. It's just that it's impossible for us to understand all the ways of Hashem using our rational thinking. Ulehischazek b'emunah shleima, and therefore we have to fortify ourselves with solid faith in Hashem. Ki ve'emes Hashem li'olam, because the pasuk continues, because the truth of Hashem will be forever. Ki etzem ho'emes yefsher lahasig ulahavin miyad, because the essence of truth, all the real truth about Hashem, it's impossible for a Jew to understand right away or to understand right now. Rak basoif yizgale ho'emes. It's only in the end. The end, the truth will be revealed. Al yidei toikef ho'emuna kanal, based on the powerful emuna that the Jews showed when they didn't understand. Ki emes Hashem le'olam daiko, because the truth of Hashem le'olam will be forever, will be in the future, meaning. Alkein roi gam lochem lizchazek bemuna shlema. Therefore, it's appropriate even for you guys, even for the other nations, to fortify yourselves with faith. Im tirtzu lehistakel lohemes, if you're willing to look at the truth, if you're willing to be honest. V'kanal, as we explained earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal switches to Hilchas Kvoid Raboi v'Talmud Chacham. He's going to touch on the topic of the respect that a person has to have for his rabbi, or in general for Talmidei Chachamim, and he's going to tie it into our discussion. Paragraph Yutes, v'zeh b'chinas mitzvas kvoid u'moiro raboi. This is related to the mitzvah of respect and awe and fear that a person is supposed to have for their rabbi, shegodol yoiser mikvoid oviv, which is even higher than the respect and fear that he's required to have for his father. Because as we mentioned earlier, the rabbi is the one who brings him to the next world, to the real future. Ki ikar horav hu shelimdoi chochmas ha-toira. Because a person's main rabbi is the one who taught him the Torah, shehu chochma soemes, which is the chochma of truth, v'loy chochmas chitzonis chas v'shalom, not the one who taught him medicine, who taught him how to play music and everything. He has some gratitude, some appreciation to them, but that's not his real teacher. That's not his real rabbi. V'afilu im loy kibel mimenu kim dovor echod oy posuk echod. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, even if the rabbi teaches him only one thing, only one Dvar Torah, or one Pasuk, he's still required to treat him with respect. Mikolshkein, how much more so, Rabbi Muvhok, his main rabbi, Sheroiv Chochmosei Mimenu, where the majority of his knowledge of religion, the majority of his knowledge of Yiddishkeit and Torah and mitzvahs, he got from him, that rabbi for sure he has to have tremendous respect for. The Iker HaChochma, okay, so now even when it comes to Torah, I had 345 rabbis. What do you mean? I had a rabbi who taught me Diktuk, I had a rabbi who taught me Chumash, a rabbi who taught me Navi, a rabbi who taught me Penman, I had a write. Which is the most important? Rav Nosson Zal says, the Iker HaChochma Hi Yira Shamayim. The most important knowledge in religion, the most important facet in religion is respect for Hashem, Yira Shamayim. Kamay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The first, the foremost in Chochma, the most important Chochma is Yiras Hashem. Kiloi hamedreshu oikar ela hamaisa. Because learning is not the most important thing. It's action. It's doing. It's doing Yiddishkeit. Putting on tefillin the right way. Davening the right way. Eating. All fulfilling all the... Living properly. That's the most important thing. In other words, with the proper respect for Hashem. V'chol ze yizboer lekamon. And all of this we're going to explain and clarify soon, Mitzvah Hashem.